Welcome to the Daydream Podcast. I'm Jamie, I'm with Adrian, of course.
Yes, you are.
And together we are Daydream.
No, that just sounds like we're a really shitty boy band.
Well.
This is episode 6 of the Daydream Podcast. We're back again after another break last week.
Yeah, that's my bad again.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, absolutely.
Now, let's be honest.
I do like to say how we were dancing to the intro, getting ready for game day.
Yeah, we always do that though. Yeah. It's kind of laid back.
Training session before the, little warm up before the main game.
Yeah, but I think, let's be honest, we're a fortnightly podcast.
At this point,
the last 3 weeks.
I should be speaking to the microphone, that'd be handy. But yeah, at this point, it is a fortnightly podcast. So we're going to try and rectify that if this guy over to my left of me decides to show up.
Yeah, because they can totally see us, Jamie. Well done.
Just describing to the listener that you're to the left of me.
To the left, to the left.
Clowns to the left of me, jokers to the right. But, so, if you turn up, if you want to turn up next week, maybe we can do 2 in a row. We have not had a hat trick yet. We've not done 3 in a row yet.
Let's be honest, it's not going to happen anytime soon.
Well, wouldn't that attitude us not?
Yeah, no. So basically, last week I was away. Went to Adelaide again, visited the missus, and what did you get up to on the break?
Not a lot, really.
Nah, fuck all.
No, yeah, pretty much. I just stayed at home being a hermit.
Don't worry. That's what I've been doing all week because I'm sick. As you can hear, you can probably hear chattering of teeth because I'm actually sucking on a lozenge at the moment, so...
Well, you sound fucked up, but that's only because you always sound fucked up.
Yeah, that's fair enough, though.
So, it's normal.
Yeah. No, but I thought, because Jamie's going to nag and bitch and moan for the next week or two about how I won't show up. So, yeah.
You don't reply to any of my text messages.
I actually
decided to call you this time because you never reply.
I was driving.
I don't care.
I was driving.
I called you.
Do you want to answer and just kill people? I was in a 40 zone with primary school kids. Do you want me to just go, hey, oh, hey, Jamie, don't worry. And then some little kid's just been hit by my car and I'm like, yeah, just keep driving because I've got to get to the podcast. Fuck.
Well, they shouldn't be on the road. If they're on the road and there's a car coming, that's one of the first things you learn in prep.
Fuck it.
Don't walk on the road.
Don't walk.
No, but seriously, I was pissed off when I called you. I was like, what the fuck? He's like, oh, I'm here. I'm getting the mics.
I said, I'm on my way. Go get the mics.
Because... Yeah. Well, the thing is, you don't use any grammar, so you're just like, on way, get mics, and see your studio. That's what you said.
Look, I was illegally texting while driving, did not want to get caught, didn't think I'd put fucking grammar in
there. I thought you were going to be there, because I said when I finished class today.
Because I work around your schedule, Jamie. You told me 4 o'clock, I turned up at 4 o'clock.
I said 3:45, and you said, no worries, I'll be there. Then you said, on way, grab mic, and studio. That's what you said.
Any other person who wasn't a spastic would probably understand that.
How do you think I'm going to interpret that? He's got the mic because since he booked it and everything, he's going to get it.
I put your name on it.
Well, it's your responsibility. You told me that after you finally called me, after you had parked, when it was too late. That's why we're late and frustration today. But let's try and move on from that.
Jamie's got 3 frustrations going on. He's got the Melbourne Demons frustration about losing Frawley. He's got the podcast got frustration and probably some sexual tension and frustration with me. So
Pick three. Suck it. Pick three. Pick two and three. And garlic. Bring it on.
Yeah, because Jack Watts, your pick one before, that was fucking brilliant.
Give him a go. He's still got 4 years. He's certainly 4 years in.
You watch him. He'll buddy leave at the end of next year.
No, he won't. He could have left last year and he didn't.
Because no one wanted him. I'm only messing with you.
Bullshit.
He's a good bloke. Everyone thinks that there's a couple of photos that I look like him. I disagree.
I think, yeah, just why? Yeah, cause, mainly because you got red hair.
Yep, that's it. And the beard.
But speaking of tension between us.
Oh, God.
Now, during the week, we decided that we would participate in a foosball team. Foosball? Is it foosball?
Indoor soccer.
Futsal.
No, it's not futsal because it's different. Futsal's where there's floorboards and there's boundaries of a line. This is netting. The old school kid
game.
Oh,
right. This is indoor cricket.
Yeah. But it's
indoor cricket,
indoor soccer.
Yeah. Oh, okay, cool. So there's no boundaries.
Yeah, so you can hit it off the net.
So it's pretty much full contact.
You just can't score off the net, that's all.
But it's full contact pretty much.
Yeah, I mean, you can't fucking tackle someone full on footy style, but yeah, you can. Yeah, just awesome. Can't follow through.
Yeah. Yeah, right. So
your story.
So yeah, we decided we're going to participate in that in the coming weeks.
Lovely.
Now, should we give away what our team name is?
Yeah, go for it.
Shots Fired FC.
It's pretty. It's only was decided.
It's a bit of a play on words.
Yeah, a bit.
With the multiple things, and we've also got some good celebrations coming up. Shots fired.
Yeah.
anyway, during the week, you asked me to supply you with the funds for the Jersey.
Do you speak any English Jersey. Nowadays? Jersey. I just don't believe you.
It's a mix with Jersey and Guernsey.
Are you Korean? I just feel like you're Korean.
I look Korean to you, you dickhead.
A little bit.
Anyway, just because I squint doesn't mean you have to have to make fun of me. Anyway, he told me that, you know, you want me to transfer the funds to your account. That's something I can do. You know, good guy and all. I'll do that straight away.
So he did it straight away.
Transferred the fee, and then you said, oh, sorry. Sorry, you need to send me $2 because it's actually $2 more than that. Sorry, mate. So I'm like, no worries. It's a bit annoying. I don't know why you wouldn't have worked that out before I sent it to him. But anyway, so I decided to do that. And then 5 minutes later, you get a text saying, oh, sorry, it's actually, give me your account number. I want to give you $2 back because it was only the original price instead.
Yeah, because, all right, shipping from Thailand, I think it is. So this will be fun. It's from Jamie's friend's place. It's Jamie's friend, masseuse. She's making them too.
Well, shout out to episode one.
She's knitting them with her friends just for us.
Episode two. Was that episode two?
Yeah, it was episode two. It was a classic.
Episode two again.
I fucking can't remember jack shit.
Episode two, wow.
No, and yeah, so it was pretty good. And I felt really bad. And I clicked on the shipping thing. Now, I clicked on, there's UPS shipping. And then there's like a cheaper one, which is like via Thailand Air or some shit. But UPS doesn't include business days. And I thought it said the same thing as the one above it. So I clicked on it and it gave like an extra $10 towards everyone paying. So everyone had to pay an extra $2. And I thought I felt really bad. So I was like, shit. Let's just try and work it out again. But then I didn't want Jamie to find out and go, oh shit, I'm supposed to give him an extra $2. So I'm just like, look, I'll just tell him now and then get a head start on the people. So I messaged not just you, I messaged the whole team, by the way. I messaged Raj.
Yeah, but did they all put in though?
No, because they're all slack as fuck. You were really quick with it. Yeah. But like, yeah, so I like, check it out, work it out again. I'm like, oh fuck. So I have to give him the $2 back. So on the note, when you're giving back the funds, I wrote, it's like reason for payment. And I said $2 and then reason for payment, Adrian fucked up.
Yeah, just as well, because that was like,
that was your last $2.
That was 15 minutes of just utter like, just frustration. That would only be something that either you and I would do.
Yeah.
And I'm...
Oh, like, can I be honest? I did it just for the podcast so we can talk about the story. Oh, that's a whole...
You're not supposed to give that away because now they know that was the whole point, but... I thought that just set us up perfectly because I didn't expect anything less.
Yeah, let's be honest. That's just how we roll, though. That's just how we roll. And shots were fired, and it just didn't work out. But no, it was a good week. But last time we had a podcast, I know it seems like a fucking eternity ago, but it was grand final week, and we talked about our tips, and we both said Sydney, and
we both could not have been any more wrong.
Yeah, I don't. I think we're back on the footy talk. Sorry, Samson. I feel bad now. He's messaged me during the week going, I love your podcast. Pretty much a footy section. I just skip it. I'm like, that's cool, man. That's
just 95% of the show.
That is literally 95% of the show sometimes. He's probably like loving life because it's only a 15-minute podcast to him. But to everyone else, it's like fucking eternity.
Yeah.
It's like,
yeah, that's why I've only got one listener.
Yeah. We're
9 minutes in and we're already going to footy talk anyway.
Yeah, but I thought we'd I'd not drop a massive... bomb on it, but like, what did you do during grand final week is what I was actually going to get at, Jamie, if you were going to let me finish that one. What did you do during grand final?
Can't even get fuck a word in sometimes, so I got to talk somewhere.
Yeah, that's all right.
No, I don't know. I just went to family friend's place and just watched the grand final.
Nice. What did you look forward to most during the week? Was it Brownlow night? Or?
No, I was looking forward to trade week, to be honest.
Oh, shit. Yeah,
what am I looking forward to as a Melbourne supporter?
Well, I was looking
trade week
as a Geelong supporter. I was fucking looking forward to it. Mitch Clark, James Frawley, looking great. Oh, neck minute, Trav Varko, Alan Christensen, Tom Lonergan. Bye bye.
Yeah,
they're all gonna go. All of them. It's like a clearance. It's like they've got to go. We've got three guys that need to go, and they need to go now. We're gonna sell them for cheap. We're gonna go now.
You win like 150 of 170 games, and then you lose two in a row, and then everyone cracks the shits.
Yeah, they're all like, ah, fuck it. I want to go to Hawthorn. Everyone, Hawthorn. Fucking wankers.
They should eat some cement. If you're a Melbourne player, you haven't won 10 games in the past 50 years.
Yeah. Well, it's funny because, like, I felt really bad because I was bagging on Sydney so bad all year, like money hungry whores and Bondi billionaires and calling them that and shit. And now Hawthorn are pulling it, that shit. Frawley, fucking that GWS bloke.
Where are they getting their fucking money from?
Yeah, that's what I want to know. And do you know what the head guy said after they spent the money on Frawley? They said, oh, by the way, we've got more money on the salary cap. How? How do you have more money? How, if you're spending that kind of money on Frawley?
To be fair, they did lose Buddy.
Yeah, but let's be honest, he wasn't getting 9 mil. Like, he was getting.
No, but it would have been one of the highest paid.
Yeah, he was getting 8 mil, but you can't have it like more than that.
I think they're increasing the cap next year anyway.
Better be, because fucking teams like who can't afford it, who can't afford to keep their players, especially when they're not winning.
Oh, well, let's talk about free agency then.
Yeah.
What just an absolute joke it is.
Yeah.
I didn't like it when it came in, and then I still don't like it now. It's like, I mean, I'm not that upset that we lost Frawley, considering we got pick 3 and what we could do with it in trades. But you talk about good players at good sides, of course they're going to leave to the top sides.
Yeah, I think.
And if we do have free agency, there shouldn't be compensation.
Compensation. I think it was good that Melbourne got that pick 3, but it's going to start to happen now that if big players like Geelong lost Gary Ablett Jr. A couple of years back, Hawthorn lost Buddy Franklin. Geelong didn't make a big fuss because we got some pretty good picks, actually. And we traded him, actually, because we got picks in compensation. We got some compensation picks. Hawthorn, on the other hand, did not. And they're kicking up a little bitch fit because they're like, oh, we've got so much money, we're buying all the players, but we still want the picks because Melbourne did.
Yeah,
it's like, you just won the flag, you cocksuckers.
They don't understand that it's relative to your ladder position and it comes after your pick that you had. So we had pick 2. So obviously we're going to get pick 3. What do they have? Pick 18?
Yeah.
Because they won the flag and they got pick 19. Look at that.
Yeah.
That's how it works out, bitch.
Yeah, exactly it. Anyways, I just thought we'd get that off our chest quick and early. Get it out of the way so Samson could probably join back in on the podcast.
Yeah, is that footy talk done?
Footy talk done. 12 minutes in, we're done. All right, that's it. We're going to wrap up the show.
Well, what else is there to talk about?
No, I was thinking on an agenda thing. I was sitting at home. I'm like, man, I've got so much things to talk about during the podcast. What happens when you rock up to the podcast? You can't think of a fucking thing.
Yeah, exactly right. That's why you should have written some stuff down.
But I have.
I'll turn up once in a while.
I would turn up, but, you know, Raj really wants the job, so he keeps buying me plane tickets away.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I forgot about that.
Sorry if my voice is intolerable to the viewers. Jamie thinks it sounds
intolerable
sexy.
To me, but
cheers.
Keep going with it because I don't have anyone else to do this show with.
Nice. All right. I was thinking during the week about, like, as we've talked about it a billion times, film and television students.
Really?
Nah.
I was doing this course because.
Fuck, I thought this was a bakery course.
I know. What are we doing here?
No. Basically, I was thinking, what shows, like, because we talked about it during one of our classes, like your top 10 films. I'm thinking TV shows at the moment. What are your top 5 TV shows? And why? And is there anything that could live up to it currently that you're watching?
Well, I mean, if I'm going to talk about my top five, okay.
Yeah.
So a couple that maybe, one that probably, obviously Breaking Bad goes first.
Yeah.
Right off the bat, let's get that out of the way. Then probably Friends. The Inbetweeners. Then probably The Nick. That's a show that's on air now. It's only in its first season. It's remarkable. Nothing goes close at the moment. And then probably Boardwalk Empire at 5.
Mm.
Which is also a really good show that is very, very underrated in its last season.
Yeah.
That doesn't get enough credit.
Okay, look, I agree.
Have you seen any of them though?
No, not fucking one of them.
He agrees, but he has not seen
I totally
any
agree,
of them.
But fuck no. No.
But if you haven't seen Breaking Bad.
I've only seen a couple of episodes of Breaking Bad. Everyone's seen it.
We're done. He's got to go watch a show. We'll see you next week.
Sorry, dude. I already have my own meth lab. If I wanted to watch something like that, I'd just do it myself. as you can tell by my voice, I do a lot of meth.
No wonder you're not here every week.
Hey?
No wonder you're not here every week.
Yeah, too much meth. I was thinking, like, my top 5.
I didn't ask you, but anyway. Go on.
You know what? Fuck yeah.
I didn't ask you, but it's fine. We have to fill the show with some content, apparently.
Well, I was thinking anyways, for the listeners who actually give a shit about me, which are none, but there's 5 episodes, 5 TV shows that kind of come to mind. And some of them have been really recent. I got into Community massively for a long time.
First season was good. It sucked after that.
Yeah, it did. I did, but have you seen the most recent season?
No, because it sucks.
No, because it's come back to the original because it's now on Netflix.
Yeah, but you know what? I don't understand. I mean, I only saw the first season, but I heard that like they went away because they graduated and they come back. It's like, just end the show there.
Yeah, it's a lot better than that, though, because like, they make a joke about like how all the other seasons, there was a gas leak in the college because that was so shit that it's a gas leak. So that's why they're acting
one joke
stupid.
One joke does not make up for a whole series.
No, but it's a really... it's getting really good. Like, even though Donald Glover isn't in it, it's still really, really rather entertaining. And my mate, he's watched further than I have at the moment, and he's telling me that like it's honestly back on season one, season two track. And honestly, to me, season two was the best. But have you seen season two?
No.
It's a good show. For those who didn't know, my obviously all-time favorite, everyone knows that Scrubs is my favorite show ever.
Wouldn't have known.
Nah.
I don't listen to you generally, so.
Yeah, no, that's
all. Anyway, keep going.
Scrubs, probably. And there's recently Gotham. Have you watched Gotham?
It's pretty average.
I watched the first two episodes. I really like it just because it's kind of the same.
I reckon if you're... Because I'm not a big like superhero fan.
Yep.
And I reckon if you're a big fan, you'll probably dig it more.
Yeah.
But I think it's pretty average at this point. And why are there police there?
What?
Why is there a police precinct? There's just crime coming out of their assholes.
It's about Gotham.
I know. But like, why is there a police precinct there?
Because
they don't do anything.
Every fucking city. Oh, Jesus.
You get, like, they're not doing anything. They're just standing there. I get it. But why is there a police precinct? Why not have none of them there? Because no one's fighting crime.
Except for Commissioner Gordon.
He's not really fighting it, though, is he?
Oh, for fuck's sake. Do you think... All right. The whole point of Gotham is, right, the superheroes fight the crime and the police lock them up. Done.
Well, there's no one that's really good at this point, is there?
Two episodes in, you prick. Give it a fucking chance.
Establish a fucking storyline.
I think it's rather clever in the fact that there's a lot of people who wanted an origin of Catwoman's like kind of show, an origin of Penguin, an origin of all these people, and I just kind of wrapped it into one. And all, I don't know, it might fall on its legs, but I think it could get really good. And another show that I really, really rather enjoy at the moment. And always have really is Doctor Who, and I think it's getting much better.
Never seen it ever.
Ever?
Yeah, and for that very reason, I think it's very overrated. I mean, I know I probably can't say that.
You can't say it until you've seen it. Honestly, you can't say it until you. It's one of those things. It's like everyone who sees Community and like has no fucking clue what's going on. They're just like, the fuck is going on? What is this? It's supposed to be like, it's a cult kind of thing. Like,
although to be fair, if someone said I haven't seen Big Bang Theory but I think it's overrated, I'd say fair call, because it's not a very good show.
Yeah, but I think that's... It depends, though. Like, there's a difference. One show's been running for 50 years. One's been running for, what, 8?
Exactly, 50 years.
50 years? Do you think it would have been cancelled if it was already. Shit?
No, it's... Yeah, I know, but they're repeating it.
It's really good. It's... You don't... Like...
Think about it this way. If I wanted to go back and watch every episode, I'd be dead before I finished it.
Not really. I'm pretty sure it was added up to like 623 days.
Can you not use your logic?
Sorry, mate. In this conversation. You need to shut the fuck up because
logic is not part of this podcast.
That's why you're here, because you don't have the logic. Oh, but that's okay, all right. We understand but that.
Can I just mention a quick show for a second?
Yep.
Since talking about TV shows. The Tenderloin group, the Tenderloins, they do a show called Impractical Jokers. Have you heard of it?
Yeah, which one? The US or the UK?
The US, the original US.
Much
it is
better.
it's because a lot of people try like prank shows, but this is sort of like pranks on themselves it's like pranks on themselves, but there's like,
it's humiliation.
There's just pedestrians or just, you know, civilians who are just part of it unintentionally.
Yeah.
And it's just brilliant. And it's on a TV network in America that's like got like the, you know, that is like porns, what is it called? The porn shop shows and stuff like that.
Porn.
And actually PAWN. But it's like it's on one of those TV networks. So it's not very popular, but it's a really good show. I think it's in the top 250 TV shows of all time.
I watched a couple of episodes. My mate, who's in one of the members of Shots Fired, Lachlan Rintel. He's watched it a couple of times, and I went to his house one time. He was watching it. I really did rather like it. It's really entertaining. And
what they do is like you can lose, like you can say no to something during the show, but at the end, the loser gets punished.
Yeah.
And they made a pact when they did the show that you have to do the punishment. So there's been some pretty like out there stuff that like they blankly refuse to do, but they have to do it because they agree to it.
Yeah.
So it's pretty interesting.
I think on that note, it's pretty good. That's probably the best part of the show, I reckon. It's like, especially one of them was like jumping out of a plane. Yeah. Like I like that one. And like, but other than that, for me, it was very, very, from an outsider's perspective, it's hard to get into because it's something that you can watch. It's like any comedy show.
I think you've got to watch the right episode. Yeah. And once you've watched the right episode with enough content, you're like, okay, this is pretty cool. And then you can tolerate the other.
Speaking of that, that's exactly the same as a lot of shows though. Like a lot of shows like Doctor Who, Big Bang Theory even. Like I know.
Yeah, but that's here because like they've got like pilots. And for this, the pilot wasn't the strongest. So it depends.
I think I get that. I do. But I think what I'm trying to get at is Doctor Who like has regeneration, so that's probably the most innovative thing that they've done, and they did it really early on, so no one had ever done it. Where they, instead of, I mean, maybe James Bond did, but I'm pretty sure they did it after that. but you replace the main character because he's obviously died off and like obviously regenerated.
Weren't there supposed to only be like 7 times he could regenerate?
There was supposed to be 12, but
he could regenerate 12 times, and then that was it.
And then that was supposed to end, but they just
changed the rules.
Yeah, because it was part of... It's like a lot of things...
That's the worst... Oh, sorry, but that's terrible.
Are you serious?
Can't just change a storyline because you feel like it.
No, because it was a really, really... The thing that you don't understand...
The thing you don't understand is they had a rule and then they broke the rule.
So? It's not the point. Like, it's like saying, a lot of shows.
That's like saying there's... It's like, oh,
it's like a lot of shows and a lot of the ones you've mentioned that they break a lot of the rules that they've had,
right?
Yeah, but
like, if that's like... That's like
a thing, but they've had a lot of the rules, right? Yeah.
It's like, oh, there's no... Oh, there's like, oh yeah, a 6 is in cricket, but if you hit it on the roof, we're going to change it to 12. Now.
It's not the point. You haven't seen the episode that did it. It made it part of the culture of it because it made you watch back the episode and you're like, oh shit, that happened.
Aren't they only up to 11 or something?
They're up to the 12th regeneration, but they had 13 regenerations technically. So it's really good.
I get your point, but that's really flawed.
It's not really because a lot of your shows that you've mentioned, and I know from the spoilers, which I don't want to mention for people who do watch it.
What show?
A lot of the shows are Breaking Bad for fucking one of them.
Oh, shit.
Look it up. We'll talk about it after the show. I don't want to spoil. I know that some of the people we know are watching it at the moment. Sorry, guys. But do you know what I mean? Like
he's talking absolute shit.
Not really.
He's talking absolute shit.
And there's a lot of the shows out there that have rules that they break. Like, fuck, like, there's just so many shows. You know, like, your point is, I get that. You set some rules, and you set them, and like, yeah, okay, these are the rules.
But the thing is,
don't break
you've
them.
Got to have,
not,
do they
this
have,
is not.
Do they have a basis to break that rule? Like,
yes.
Do they have a reason to break
they
it?
They had a massive reason to break it. Because if the whole point, it's time travel, dude. It's different to whatever you're thinking, oh, yeah, it goes up, and it can't go backwards. Dude, it's a fucking time travel show. Like, it's about time travel.
I guess
space
if
and
got,
time
if they've got,
and dimension.
If they've got a reason, they can break it, fair enough. But,
yes.
Like, it's just like, oh, it's 12.
It's one of the most.
Like, nah.
It's one of the most intelligent shows on air, and it's supposed to be meant. It was originally meant for kids, and the way that they loop everything in to the point where you could get to the end of the series, and then you watch back episodes, and you go, oh, shit, that's why that happened later on. Because it's not linear. Like what you're saying, you're like, it's a rule. It's got to be linear. Well... It's fucking wibbly wobbly timey wimey. Doctor Who people.
Right,
understand
that makes sense. Wibbly wobbly timey wimey.
It's a massive quote from Doctor Who. Fuck you.
Well, don't use that reference here. It's not going to help me.
It's going to help the viewers.
Listeners.
Fuck it. Who cares? Anyways, off the heated moments. What drew you to watching Breaking Bad?
I think there was a lot of talk around at the time. I think it was like season. I think it was the end of season 3 or 4.
Yeah.
And there was just a lot of talk about it, like on my social networking timelines. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to give it a watch. And then I think I watched the whole 3 or 4 seasons in a week. And this was around the time when it must have been season 3. Yeah. And this was around the time when season 4 was airing. So I watched that all in like a couple of weeks, probably in a week. Season 4 had aired, then I got that all out of the way.
Yeah.
Then there was a massive wait for season 5, then the year wait for the second half of season 5.
Yeah.
Obviously can't talk about anything. But, you know, you haven't seen it. You know what we could do?
What?
And I get that it's a year old now, but we could always do like a special podcast on that if you watch it.
Maybe.
We should do that for a show if there's a good show that we watch.
Yeah, for sure. I think it'd be
and
good.
Then it can be exclusively for people that have
watched the show. It. Yeah, I mean, we'll do it. I guess we'll get the viewers' response. I mean, we got a listeners' response. I'm out of it today. Get the listeners' response, but I'd actually like to have a review section of things, and then everyone comes in each week. You come in with something each week. I'll come in. Heck, if Raj wants to take my job,
it could be a separate. I mean, it doesn't have to be part of the podcast because like people are gonna have to skip, and it's annoying. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, because, like, I mean, you just go. Like, you bring in something. Like, it's part of a segment. Like, okay, this is the 10 minutes that we're going to be talking about. Yeah. Like, you get 5 minutes. I get 5 minutes to talk about what show that we've seen or whatever. It doesn't have to be a show. It can be a fucking product. It can be whatever. I've come in with this. And then you can tell a funny story about it. You can do whatever with it. I think it'll be really entertaining.
Right.
That's why I'm
brainstorming with Jadrian.
Speaking of the name Jadrian. Jamie, not this week, last week, I think, when I just added him to the group, first thing he comes out with, I'm like, all right, what's he going to say about the indoor soccer group? He told me last podcast that he would be interested in being an emergency. Told him I want him in the team fully. He's like, oh, all right, no worries. I'm keen. I'm like, okay, cool. So he signs up, everything's good. And I'm like, all right, first suggestion he comes out with, he goes, hey, man, you're making jerseys, yeah? I'm like, Yeah. And he goes, we should put Jadrian across it or call the team Jadrian. I'm like, sorry, mate, we already got a team name. And he's like, oh, but what if it's if we got Jadrian across the top? And I'm like, it's a good idea, but people would be like, the fuck, one?
What
the
sponsorship?
For an indoor soccer team. It's not even outdoors. It's not even outdoors.
So that matters, does it? That matters because it's indoors.
Because no, if you're outdoors, people might walk past and go, oh, okay, what's on your jersey there? By some miracle,
say we're in a division, say we're the best team by some miracle. It's not going to happen. Bullshit. Say we are by some miracle.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, who's Jadrian? Who's sponsoring them? Who's sponsoring those hot shots?
And then it'll be, if we lose, it'll be a negative connotation towards our podcast.
No, it won't, because those guys were willing to sponsor the losers. It's a win-win. And, you know.
But then when they find out the names, when we're standing next to each other on the pitch with our names on the back with, oh, actually, it's our last name, so what the fuck am I talking about? But if they see on the team sheet, oh, who are we versing? Okay, this team, who are their players' names? Jamie, Adrian. That wouldn't be why it's called Jadrian. And then they'll be like...
I don't think they're going to be that smart to work that out that quickly.
You heard it here first, guys. That's he thinks that the indoor soccer team... So if any of the indoor soccer teams who are listening to this podcast, my friend Jamie Watt... thinks that you're all retarded.
I didn't say
and
that.
You cannot read.
Oh, it's just not going to work that out quickly. We didn't work out our name until the first second of the podcast. Was it? Episode one?
It was literally 2 seconds in.
I know. But before that, we didn't work it out, did we?
We sat on... I joked and I was like, I sat on the podcast.
We sat for about 25 minutes before the show. We're like, okay, we need a name. We need a good solid name. And we never found one. Or came up with one. Until that second, which was amazing. So that was amazing to capture that on air.
Oh, fuck.
You're just like...
I still hate the name.
I think we should call it JJ. I'm like, oh, mate, that's awesome. And you're like, no, that's really shitty. And you still, to this day, you still don't like that name. And you still want to change it, but we're not changing it.
But people do recognize it for it. So I do not mind my decision, but...
It's so cheesy that it's good.
Yeah, I think that's it.
You got something better, do you? I mean, we're not changing it, but theoretically, you have something better? No. Exactly. That's how I now greet you.
What?
Oh, what's up, Jadrian? Or what's up, one half of the Jadrian podcast? It's an extremely long name for you.
I want Raj to join just so he can be like, just be something really, 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 really bad.
We're not changing it for the one episode.
It'd be like Radrian with Adrian. Oh, wow. Radrian.
That does work well.
We're not fucking calling it.
Because get it, that's his name. And then his name is also in the name of the podcast.
No, I didn't get that because I'm fucking 20.
The demographic is 21 and up, so.
Okay.
You're younger than our demographic, but anyway.
Basically, Raj, get awful. Fucked.
He's not listening.
Hey Raj, do you hear what I didn't tell you? Raj, like, okay, so Raj is one of our friends. He's a really funny bloke. He's actually shy, but once you get to know him, he's one arrogant prick.
Yeah, he really is.
And I was sitting in the back of class. I wasn't having the best of days, And he's just looking at me across the room, and he does this thing where he just nods at you, and he's just like, "Hey, man, hey, 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 how you doing? Hey, hey." I'm like, "Fucking Raj, what the fuck do you want?" And I'm like, I was having a worse day.
And when he knows you, he doesn't shut up when he knows you.
And then he's like, "All right." And I wasn't giving him eye contact. I just started avoiding him and just focusing on my Mac. And he'd be like, "Hey." And he's like waving. And I'm like, no, not today, mate, not today.
He wants recognition that you know that he's there.
Noticed him, said hello. Then he comes across during the break. And I was like, "Jamie, you want to come with us?" You're like sitting on your laptop. You're like, "Nah." And I'm like, "Fuck." So like we're walking out and Raj is just like, "Hey, man, basically, I'm pretty good at soccer. How about your team?" And I'm like, "I'm pretty shit, honestly." And he goes, "Oh, don't worry. You got me on the team now, man. I'm pretty good."
Are you trying to do an his accent?
No, I'm just speaking stupidly. I didn't want to try it, and then it was racist. Then I did want to because I wanted to emphasize just like how he speaks.
Yeah.
But he's like, no.
It's not racist. It's not really racist. You know, I haven't. Yeah. Anyway. Just continue.
And he basically told me. And he said to me, no, I'm good. Don't worry. I'm a striker. I'll be striker. And I'm like, oh. He's talking to the team captain about one, picking his position. Two, telling us he's the best in the team. Three, that we're lucky to have him. Oh, fuck.
But then, if he's that good, why do we not put him in defense? Because defense win games.
But, oh, I'm defense.
Right.
Okay. I was actually discussing, I was going to tell you, I want you and I to rotate center defense just because you're built like, well, you're much bulkier than me. Because I'm a stick, but like, but like that way you can like stand there like a wall. Cause we're tall, we're pretty tall people and everyone else in our team is pretty short.
Yeah.
So having you in the defense being the wall.
Yeah. It's be not been goalie. No way.
No way. Fuck.
I'll give away 37 goals a game. Nathan's defense. Yes.
Nathan's goalie.
And hold up the defense.
But yeah, it was funny cause, I have no idea where I was going with this.
Was it really that funny? Was it?
Yeah, it was pretty funny. No, but. Basically, the team, Raj just sits there and he just keeps going and he keeps going and he pushes your buttons. Not because he's trying to, but he's trying to impress you. And you're like, fuck, Raj.
He just kept talking about it. She just kept talking shit. I'm like, Raj, I've been on holiday for 2 weeks. I'm not really in the mood to start having a conversation for 45 minutes. It's not the podcast,
yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
Just give me a break.
Yeah.
Then I was like, Raj, I will hit you as a joke. And then he got really pissed off at me and he didn't talk to me for the lunch break. And he came back after the lunch break. He's like, are we cool? I'm like, yeah, man, it's fine. Fine, don't worry about it. I think he'd be stressing the whole time.
He's one of those people who just gets worried. He's also one of those people that, like, we just sit there and we're like, all right. He goes to me, I play in 3 futsal teams. Did you know that? And I'm like, what the fuck has that got any relevance to anything that we've been talking about? And he goes, because we play indoor soccer together. I just thought you should
know. We haven't stopped.
And he goes, I play every day. And I'm like, okay. You should come to my pitch and Clayton. I'm like, Clayton, no thanks. And I'm like, because everyone else is pretty located towards the Cheltenhamish area.
Not me.
Not you, but I mean.
It's all right. It's for the team.
For the team, he's traveling from fucking Box Hill.
It's for the team.
I'm picking you up from the station.
I've got my bag packed. I'm getting on that bus and I'm going to, I'll be there. Don't worry.
Are you catching bus?
Yeah.
Fuck.
It's all right.
What about late games?
I don't give a shit.
Well.
What do I need?
I was going to pick you up. I'll pick you up from the station.
What do I need? My runners and my.
Yeah.
I'll
pick you up from the station each week if you like.
It's all good, mate. We can have this conversation off air.
So Raj is just basically pat on our ass. And
said that, he can come on the show.
Having said that, if he's listening, I love you. And if not, don't get offended, you know?
Yeah.
Don't kill me. But
you're still our number one player, so.
Speaking of talking about one person and one person only, I got a message from one of my friends. Who's a listener of the show, Michael Irwin. And,
I think we've name-dropped every single listener.
I'm trying to do that so that they tell their mates, look, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, they mentioned my name!
Go shit it, go shit it.
Seriously, people, like when I used to do those broadcasts on like, what the fuck it was called, You Now, people would be like, can you just say my name, happy birthday? I'm like, the fuck? Happy birthday. Oh my God, he said happy birthday.
Say my name.
That's why Jamie doesn't sing on the show.
Anyway, that's good. What you were saying?
And so Michael's just like, we put up the last week, we were bagging about mics and saying we don't like Mike.
That was 2 weeks ago, yeah.
2 weeks ago. Sorry, man.
I'm just in case the listener thinks it was an episode last week, there wasn't. It was 2 weeks ago.
We're just trying to crush their dreams.
But yes, we did start bagging mics.
And
microphones
we're talking about. And he commented on, he's like, we don't like Mike. And he's just like shattered. And he personally inboxes me and he's like, look, love the podcast, man. I'm like, dude, thank you so much. Means a lot. And he's like, I'm expecting a segment about Michael next week. And I'm like, yep, all right, that's done. So 2 weeks later.
Just to clarify, this is not a segment about Michael. This is a segment about microphones.
The microphones.
So he's not getting his segment.
Michael's a good bloke. And
the microphone, yeah, is a good bloke. Providing a way for us to express our thoughts and feelings.
I love putting my lips on Mike.
And as for Michael, you'll love licking Mike.
Love licking Mike.
Yeah, putting it in your mouth.
Oh, fuck me.
And as for Michael, well, I don't know.
I love holding Mike in my hand.
What do you think of Michael? He's all right.
Batting it around a bit. Seriously, right. Michael, we're not talking about you. We're talking about microphrones. We swear a little bit. I don't know. We're a bit sexual.
Definitely.
Yeah, so it was good fun, though. 35 minutes in. We're doing all right.
Yeah, we're sort of...
Halfway point.
Let's hope it doesn't die soon.
Should we have a half-time break or...
No, man, we don't do that. We're not cheap. We're not that cheap.
Get the oranges out. I think my mum's in the car.
I mean, cheap. And the snakes as well, the lollies.
And the snakes. Do you know that... I saw, I don't know if it's true, but on Facebook today, that...
Probably bullshit then.
Yeah, it's probably bullshit. You can't believe everything you see on there. But they're halving the size of pythons. You know, the lollies.
Really?
Yeah.
That's an absolute disgrace.
And it's funny because there's a lot of like political bullshit on
my Facebook.
Let me guess,
it's because like kids are getting too fat.
Yeah, probably. But like everyone's just on it, and like on Facebook talking political bullshit or relationship bullshit or anything bullshit. But the one thing I see is about a lolly confectionery being shortened by half its length, and I'm like, this is an outrage!
Yeah. Like, and you know what they're going to market that as? They're going to market it as fun size.
Yeah.
And there's nothing fun about less lolly.
It's not fun size chocolate. When you've got a packet of air.
Exactly.
That's like the chips, man. Like, have you got like potato chips?
Oh, dude, I love getting chips with my packet of air. Yeah. It's awesome.
It's like, you know that back in the day you used to get like the Tarzos or like the little little collectible like footy cards or some shit in the packets. Now the collectible thing in the bags are the chips because there's so much air.
And they're
like,
so rare
to get a chip.
You've got to catch them all.
It's good times. Like, I don't really eat potato chips nowadays. I'm not really a crisp eater. What about you?
Yeah, from time to time.
I think...
It's just... Yeah.
This is another topic I was trying to segue into it, but then I realized you didn't know what I was talking about. So no, I was thinking during,
I generally don't when I have
no yeah, idea that's all right, about. We get it. You're trying to be a fuckwit, cool, we get it. But like during the week I was thinking like, what are some foods that we had as a kid that you absolutely loved that you have now and you're just like, nah, I don't want a bar of it, or you just don't eat anymore because you just think it's bad for you?
Wouldn't have a clue. Only one thing off the top of my head, toffee apple. But to be fair, I never had the apple. I just had the toffee. I think everyone did that. That's about the only thing I can think of, though.
There's some things like I used to have, you know, the little Frankfurter sausages, the little ones. They're like the party sausages, you know. Get them at parties and shit. I remember once, like,
it's not really like that's not like that's still like that's technically still a sausage. That's not. I don't
but know it's funny because I'll eat any other sausage, even in a hot dog. But the minute it's on its own little wiener sausage, I'm like, no.
Why? What does it remind you of?
Because I don't like little wieners.
Especially your own.
Oh, shit. No, let's be honest. Mine's a massive bratwurst. But,
is that what you call it, is it?
G'day, brat.
Wow.
We're not having this discussion on air. Wow. But like,
Mike would be disappointed.
Mike would be massively disappointed with it. I love brat more than him. But I was thinking... I had like a... Did you ever have a bad experience with like foods or something like that? Like you had an allergic reaction or you ate too much or something and you just get put off it?
Nah.
A lot of people have that with alcohol. Obviously, because people drink too much. You don't drink, I know that. But like, is there a food that you've ever overeaten or like been sick from and you're just like, I can't have that anymore?
Oh.
Because I once,
when I was on holiday in Bali, that was a Thailand.
Another Thailand adventure.
It might have been Thailand. I'm not sure. It was one of those.
With his hooker wife, Ming Ming.
That's a different story, mate. We're not supposed to bring that up. I got to go see this
We're
weekend,
bringing in
so
Ming Ming
up.
Next week to see if she's the father.
Fuck you. Anyway, so we had a buffet for breakfast. And
Deja vu to episode two. Continue.
Episode two was so good. Yeah, we have to bring it up from time to time. I saw some...
like every week.
Exactly. I saw some what you would call scrambled eggs, and I put it on. I put it in a bowl. I put it. It can only be described as that. I put it in a bowl. Took it to my table.
Yeah.
Took a bite.
Did you say out, tits on the table?
No,
you say?
I took it to the table.
Okay, sorry. Continue.
Tits went on this table.
Tits were on
different table.
Ming Ming was on the other table. Yeah.
But
and a big anyway, schlong. Continue.
I took a bite.
Have you eaten?
Turns out it was hollandaise sauce.
Right.
Yeah. Turns out that's not good on its own. In fact, it's not good at all.
You don't like hollandaise sauce?
No, that's that yellow stuff, correct? Yeah. Yeah, no, that was terrible. I didn't know what to do.
Actually, I think someone just pissed on your food.
Like. I wanted to spit it out, but I couldn't. So I sort of like just went to the toilet and got rid of it. And then, yeah, I haven't had that since.
Yeah.
No, turns out they should distinguish what is scrambled sauce. Egg and what is hollandaise sauce, because I had a big fucking bowl of it.
Yeah, no, hollandaise sauce was pretty good. I mean, I had the wiener sausages and I went to my mate's house and I'd eaten dinner before I went to his house, and his mum's like, look, we're having dinner now, sit down. And I was so afraid to ever like say anything to an adult that was contradicting what they told me to do. And I'd literally just eaten so much, like three bowls of pasta as a kid. Like this is when I was 8 too. So like I was like this little kid. So that made me full as hell. And I get there and she's like, can you eat? And like her family, you had to eat in his family, sorry. You had to eat everything that was on your plate or you couldn't leave the table. And I'm like, fuck. One, I've eaten. And then I'm like, no, don't worry about it. So I ate. And I ate. And because you're the guest, what does the mother of your mate do? Oh, have more. Feeding it down. And I'm like, yeah, of course. And ate more.
Not eat it.
And I got home and I was like throwing up. And it was, oh, and I've never, ever eaten them since. But I can have a hot dog. I can have bratwurst sausages. Yeah, I can have like whatever kind of sausage. But like, I cannot have the party sausages. I just can't. It's just
it's disgusting. Not a party for you, is it?
Not a party anymore.
No.
It ain't Kansas anymore. yeah, so that's definitely one. My sister, though, this one's a bad one. This one happened recently, like last year. She'll kill me if anyone ever finds out this happened. But she had, we went to, it was New Year's Eve, and we do this thing where we go to McDonald's with a family friends, and we just go there. And it's just a tradition we did since we were kids. And we just kept it alive. So we go see the family friends at McDonald's. We go get a McDonald's breakfast. Anyways, we'd had Chinese the night before. And Heather's like rocked up and she's a bit sick, but you know, push through. She's eating. We're like, we're cool. It's all good. Like, and I'm like eating and stuff like that. I go away to the bathroom for a minute. And I hear like all this screaming. And I'm like, oh shit, something's going down. All right, come back out of the bathroom. And there's just green everywhere. And I'm like, oh, what the fuck? And like, and it smelled bad. I'm like, oh, God. And my sister throwing up the oyster sauce, Chinese broccoli that she had the night before because it was so bad. And like, it's just everywhere. And ever since then, our family does not have oyster sauce, Chinese broccoli, ever.
I can't imagine a worse combo anyway.
Yeah, Mac is the next day too.
Yeah.
Makes anyone throw up on its own. But yeah, it was not a nice experience. But those are my experiences with not liking foods.
Yeah. Well. Yeah, I haven't had too many bad experiences. Me and food generally get along pretty well. We've got a pretty good relationship.
Yeah.
Healthy relationship. Been going out for about 21 years.
What about Ming Ming?
Oh, she's just a thing on the side. Just an entree from time to time.
the title of this podcast, I'm going to make this one this week. Cheating on Ming Ming, like.
I don't know. I think we were good with what the song we sang before. Anyway, I don't know. But if it was an image taken right now, it looks pretty weird. We've just got like our microphones are just excessively long.
Yeah,
and it's like if this was like a TV show, they'd look ridiculous.
Just huge. Mike's huge.
Yeah,
Mike's huge.
And not Michael, like these mics that are speaking into a huge.
Mike was huge as well.
Oh, is he? I don't know. You can speak for him.
My girlfriend's listening to this and she's just like, the fuck are you talking about?
I think we're just a little tired.
A little. I mean, I've been sick all week. Came in. It's funny because I didn't even turn up to uni today. And I'm just
I was aware.
Come on, Jamie.
I noticed that.
Let's be honest. You don't even talk to me in class anyways.
That's true.
You're the little nerd. You're the little nerd.
Because I fucking love the class. I'm like amped up. Because you sit like 4 miles away from me in class.
Because I rock up 20 hours late.
Yeah, well, you know, you could still find a seat somewhere near me. I don't bite.
Nah, but then Raj is there and then he'll talk to me.
That's true. That's a nightmare waiting to happen. But
Well, yeah. We'll keep you updated. We got our, speaking of, back on Raj again.
We've got a hashtag Raj watch.
Hashtag Raj watch. So if you see Raj around town, in your Instagram, on your Twitters, I want you to post a photo of Raj and don't just post pictures of Indians because that's just fucking racist.
No, actually, of Raj, and then just hashtag it with Raj watch. And hopefully we'll get it trending.
This week's Raj watch. we're getting worse every week. Just
yeah, he's gone home now, so it's fine.
I have a feeling like one bit. Wait, I feel like he watches us every week through a window or like has a webcam installed in here just so he can watch us.
He told me he listened to the first or second one and he's like, oh, that's yeah, bullshit. It was okay. And then it's like, he's like, I'll still want to come on though. I'm like, all right. You won't listen, but you'll come on.
He thinks it's shit, but he's like, but if I'm on it, it's fucking amazing.
Yeah, exactly. Well, yeah, exactly.
It's all right. I tell that. People in the team asked, like, oh, who's this Raj kid? Is he any good? Like, I hope he's fucking good because he's been talking the talk, yeah, saying he's been in three different teams. If he's shit, he's on the bench, honestly. I've decided that he will be on the bench if he's talking.
Yeah, shit talkers, yeah.
If you shit talk and say you're the best, there's a couple of blokes in the team who are saying it, and ironically, the other blokes, really? Monish Chand, saying he's going to be on fire. So if those two talk up saying they're going to be amazing and they're shit and they don't score or they just don't get a possession, then bench time.
Yeah.
But honestly, we need all the people we can get.
Having said that, our positions are full.
Yeah, that's weird.
Can't apply.
It's such a weird limbo to be in. Like, if we have more than one person away, we're fucked. But if we have more than one more person, we're too many.
You have to, start rotating.
But luckily, we've got
we don't want that.
A couple of emergencies who we can call in, as long as they don't have work.
Yeah.
But,
yeah, wow.
This is like Craig Ferguson when he does the awkward silence, like just like.
It's a bit worse than that because there's no visual.
Yeah, so everyone's just like, "Fucking, what are they doing?"
Yeah, so 46, 45, 46, count up. 47, 48, 49, 50. My throat hurts. This is the director's commentary, like we said 2 weeks ago, as we are.
Yeah, that was so funny. Reminisce. I love how like every week it doesn't matter if we run out of topics to talk about, we just go, when in doubt, talk about a previous episode.
Yeah, like episode two. Previous, like how good episode two was.
Episode two was pretty fucking good.
I just love that time when we came to episode two, we had that. Did we have that song in episode two? I don't remember.
Yeah.
We're talking about jingles definitely, and then we're just like, yeah.
And then Ming Ming.
It seems like it was a while ago. It was definitely last trimester.
It's so funny because like we've had six episodes, but it feels like it's been a fucking year.
Well, it just about has been.
It has been a year. I mean, there was the longest, but it's funny. The longest we went without a podcast was 2 weeks. And then ever since then, we've been fortnightly.
The longest we've been without a podcast is 2 weeks. The longest we've gone with a podcast is 2 weeks. We're hitting a very sort of...
level ground.
Yeah.
But everyone knows, so if you didn't know, it's a fortnightly podcast. Every week that we do it, every week we do it, it's the bonus ep. It's a bonus ep.
Yeah. Yeah, totally. It's fortnightly, but hopefully it's fortnightly weekly.
That's it.
Or every 7-Eleven. let's just try not make it every 3 weeks because that'd be pretty, you know, what would be the point in that? We'd get 12 a year.
Yeah. I've realized something. Is there been, now, for listeners, Jamie wears a beanie every week. I've always wanted to ask this. What? You have all right hair. I like your hair. It looks cool. Thanks, man. Like it's slicked back. It looks mad.
Yeah, that's because of the beanie.
Yeah.
I don't touch it.
But you've always worn a beanie. Always. I don't remember a time other than primary school or Auskick or whatever the fucking.
Probably footy. Secondary school as well.
Even secondary school, you started wearing a beanie.
You weren't really allowed to.
Yeah, but you were a little rebel, weren't you?
yeah, totally.
But so yeah, you've always worn a beanie. What's the go? What's the go?
Well, why do you wear a t-shirt?
You're fucking weird.
Why do you wear a t-shirt?
Because people don't want to see my nips, all right?
people don't want to see my hair.
I like your hair, mate. It looks good. Yeah. Seriously, I'm turning really, really, really homo today. Nothing's wrong with it. Nothing wrong with that, but the way I'm talking about you and Mike and Bratwurst.
I find that that's the only other option. Otherwise, I don't want to really go, you know, hair. I don't want to go full hair in public.
There's like, it's funny because like if you name anyone and it's silly, but if you can name like all your friends, or maybe even our classmates, but our people don't know it. So I just don't want to say things like that. But we'll talk about like maybe like actors or stuff, but like, people like actors, actresses, sports people that you think of and you go, they have a specific trait physically that you would go, that's it. And then people would go, so like you, beanie guy, Jamie, in our class would say that. In another class, it might be someone else, but not the point. Like people recognize people for certain things. I was recognized because I'd always wear, especially recently when I'm getting, it's summer now, and because I'm ginger, I get easily sunburnt. So I've been wearing like my snapback a heaps. People, like my old classmates are like, what's the bet Adrian's going to wear a snapback today? And like every day I've walked in with a snapback.
Bad money on it, yeah.
Yeah, so I was like, shit, I better stop doing that. But because people were starting to recognize me for wearing the snapback, and I hate, like, I don't genuinely wear snapbacks. It's just so it covers my face.
Yeah, well, it's either that or no recognition at all.
Yeah, I know, that's cool. That's cool. Like, but like, what about sports people? Think of a sports person that you would, people, all people would recognize, maybe not their name, but what they wear or what
Joel Selwood.
Yep, duck. Yep. Easy.
No, well, not necessarily, but also like, what do you call it? He's got that blood strip around his head.
Yeah, every time, yeah. Every time. Bald, Gary Ablett.
Yeah.
Done. I mean, I know there's a lot of bald people, but everyone would go, the bald footballer. You wouldn't go Nathan Jones or Paul Chapman. You wouldn't just name him. You'd go Gary Ablett.
Easy. Or Nathan Ablett.
Nathan. Can you imagine Nathan Ablett bald? He already looks like an ogre.
Yeah.
Jesus. Sorry, Nathan Ablett, if you're listening.
Yeah. But by the way, if you are listening, come on the show.
We love you.
Talk about your career.
3 weeks of it. Oh, fuck.
Gee.
But like, so like people like that, like, what about celebrities? Like Lady Gaga, just like fucking meat dress, Lady Gaga.
A dickhead, Justin Bieber.
Yep. That allegedly. Was a massive one.
Allegedly?
No, he's got a massive dick on his head. It's very visible, very visible. Who else is there? There is many people.
Yeah.
You just can't think of one specifically. Everyone would go like in the soccer world, people go skivvy, like someone who wears a skivvy, and most soccer players do. And I know that that's a general trend, but Lionel Messi has that.
Yeah, I don't watch enough soccer.
Yeah, has the kind of choker hold skivvy.
What about collar up?
Collar up. What genre? Like what sport? Actress, actor.
It's a bat sport.
Cricket, Ricky Ponting.
No.
Michael Clarke. Yeah, motherfucker.
Nailed it.
Ponting today. He never had his collar up.
No, Clarke does it all the time.
Yeah, Clarke.
Or Steve Smith.
Yep, Clarke, collar up. I feel bad for the people who don't even like sports. They're just like, what? Massive, I don't know. I'm just, that was going to be really crude. I'm like, nah, that's just stupid.
Full body tattoo.
Dane Swan.
Yep.
Yeah.
Got it.
Let's do. I'm trying to think of one. You're going off on this one. Female. So we'll tell what gender. So female, celebrity genre, aviators. She's a bit of a slut. And she's not really a celebrity.
Is she Australian?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm not. I know. I think I know who you're talking about.
Go from what you thought. I guess before.
Huh?
Go from what I was talking, you were talking about before, about the collar up guy. Think of that. And then.
No, I don't. Is she like, is it pop?
No. Like, I mean, like she's famous because of Michael Clarke.
Oh, right.
Lara Bingle.
Oh, really? Lara Bingle. I was going to say Lara Bingle. Really?
Aviators all the time. Oh. I would have said massive vagina, but that was probably really, really rude. And that's what I was thinking of before.
If you said that, I would have nailed it.
Yeah. Massive vagina. Lara Bingle. Shit.
Got it.
Done.
Well, what an interesting game we've invented.
It's pretty good. I like it. I wish I had have written them down, and like, because we could just go, this person, go.
Yeah.
And the people in the thing can guess.
Yeah, the thing. The people, you know, on the thing. You just, you know.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I'm thinking.
But
Beret, actor.
Sylvester Stallone.
Hint: black.
Oh, not Sylvester Stallone.
Bald.
Yeah.
Swears a lot.
It's not Ice Cube, is it?
No. Like, bald. Like
Bald. Not yeah, bald.
And he's
bald.
Getting on. He's been in a lot of very popular movies. No, I don't think so.
Oh, okay.
Very, very popular movies. Like, a lot of popular movies.
Yeah. Oh.
Swears a lot.
Beret, hey?
Samuel L. motherfucking Jackson.
Yeah, fair enough. That's, yeah,
he always
that's
was. Bald. I seem
he's
to
not
see.
Bald, bald.
Yeah, he's bald, bald. He's bald, bald. He's bald, bald.
He's got like shades of.
No, no, not anymore. He's bald, bald now.
Oh, he's, yeah, but he wears a beret. How'd you know?
Oh, fuck. Good point.
Yeah, exactly. Gotcha.
Yeah, no, he also wears those like glasses that are like circular, like yeah. really circular. Oh, really? Like no, but like I'm
he doesn't
talking
wear square glasses.
A lot of people have the rectangular ones, dickhead. like he wears the really one. Oh, that would be one. Old fame, claim to fame, rose colored circular glasses. Old music, you may not get it because I know you're not that big on music.
Yes, I am. What the fuck are you talking about?
All right, man.
Not probably this kind of music.
I'm talking old, like old school, like
old school pop music.
Very popular. Like Guy, very popular. Long hair, dead.
Guy.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Preached peace massively.
Oh, I don't know if he's gonna preach peace. I don't have time for him.
Was shot dead.
What, Tupac?
John Lennon. Shit.
All right.
He wears those glasses, the rose-colored circular glasses. Beatles, part of the Beatles. John Lennon. Massive afro.
Guy Sebastian.
That's good. That works. I was thinking more old. Okay, think more old school now. Black. Musician.
What's his face?
Guitarist.
Is it, oh no. Oh, he's not. That's not really an afro, is it? Bob Marley.
No. He's afro, not. Actual yeah, afro. No. Played at Woodstock.
I wasn't alive back then. I'm not sure.
Fuck. Massively on acid.
Yeah.
One of the most famous guitarists. Sang All Along the Watchtower.
Jimi Hendrix.
Yeah. Good. All right. Cool. All right.
Dropping
your turn.
Dropping
the names, bro.
Well. Shit.
Already good. You had a good one before. Rasta beanie, Bob Marley. That's a massive one. You see that, like the Jamaican style beanie, like like the Rasta beanie.
There it goes.
Bob. Like that's Bob Marley.
Oh, I know.
But my point is, like, it's that's something you recognize for him. It doesn't matter who's wearing it. You go, that's a Bob Marley beanie thing. I'm sure it's got a different name, and I'm being the biggest dick, but the Rasta beanie.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah.
Who else is there? What about like current people?
I'm running out of ideas.
Current people.
I mean, as we hit 57 minutes, I'm not sure that, off the top of my head, I think, I'm not sure that there's any I can think of.
Guy, I had a really like bad one and I'm like, nah, let's not use it till like we run out of ideas. A guy who wears two chains.
Two chains.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
Oh my God, that's the best one. Yeah.
Two chains.
He's come up with that out of nowhere.
Hate that guy. Peroxide in his hair. Rapper. This one's so easy.
I hate rap music. I despise it.
White.
What, Eminem?
Yeah. Done. Yeah. My friend Lockie's just like cringing.
It seems that it was like obvious that it was him, but I could not hate rap music more.
Yeah, no, it's fair enough. Some people don't like it.
Yeah.
It's cool.
It's pretty terrible.
Who else is there? There's a lot of people who just got just. Another one with beret would be like Brad Pitt. Like he's such a douche nowadays. He's just
what about shoulder strapping?
Like define
massive shoulder strapping.
Sorry,
sort of like here.
Oh, like a sports person.
Yeah.
Juddy.
Yeah. Oh wow.
Oh
wow.
Oh.
Just absolutely just hit that one for six. No, a different sport, but still hit it for six.
Kicked a six-pointer.
Yeah. Oh, he kicked a six-pointer.
Wow.
Fair enough.
No, yeah, shit. That was... I just like...
That
was
came
like,
out of nowhere. That was like that was a Hail Mary attempt
I just thought it would be Jad. Yeah, he's the only person who's got massive strap. All right.
To be fair, if he doesn't have it, he probably falls apart.
Footy dreads.
What? Herita?
Dread. Like, all right. Dreads, massive nose.
Massive nose. I can't. Oh, wait. Nick Nannui.
Yeah, good. Yeah, I was going to say, I thought you would have got that one quickly. Yeah. I was like, all right.
To be fair, I did get it. To be fair, Harry has a bit of dreadies, doesn't he?
Hertie Lumumba.
Yeah.
Your new mate.
Yeah, my best mate.
Did you see his speech at the Collingwood Best
of Friends? That was.
He's such a prick.
That was something. I was very surprised.
Do you reckon Melbourne regretted it instantly? They just
I think, like I said 2 or 3 weeks ago, I think they've had a word to him.
Yeah.
Just like, mate, it's fair enough. Like, that's better than having, it's better than being like that than it is being completely on the other side of it.
Well, because they have a history of people no showing when they've been traded at Collingwood, because they're just like, well, fuck you.
Yeah, well,
he made the dignity.
That'd be very surprising if he didn't show, considering the type of person he is.
Yeah. He's kind of different, but okay, let's think of another one. Red hair, footy.
Red hair, Cameron Ling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Too easy.
It's like,
it's just like a, it's just a thing. I'm trying to get off sports.
What about, this is a verbal term. I love the way he goes about his footy.
You love the, it's your personal opinion?
No.
Okay.
This is the term, the quote.
That he says.
I love the way he goes about his footy.
And that's what people say about him?
No, that's what he says. He's a commentator.
Committee?
No. Special comments. Generally.
Harley?
No.
Fuck.
Play for the Bulldogs.
Oh, Luke Darcy. Yeah. Should have said guy snaps his leg every week. Spud in the AFL.
Cam Warden.
Zach Dawson. I will accept any of the above. All right, let's see.
He doesn't play anymore, so. Oh.
I'm trying to think of actors and actresses.
Yeah, I was doing that before as an actor. I was thinking of, I'm like, I don't know how I can define him.
Yeah.
Director
always wears a cap. Pretty sure. I might be wrong, and everyone's going to be like, the fuck are you talking about? I'm really not confident in this one.
Oh,
but
are you thinking of...
Okay, if you guess it, then I'm right. Then it's not. Then I'm okay.
Are you thinking of... what's his face? I think...
If I say it, you might...
Is it George?
What, George Lucas?
Yeah.
Nah. George Lucas never...
Is he like old?
Kinda.
He's like...
Michael Bay.
Oh, no.
Does he always wear a cap?
No.
Fucked if I
not
know.
Not that I can recall. I know one of them... Yeah.
I've seen like 2 videos with him, so I automatically assume he always wears one.
Right. The 2 videos he does is that. Shit. I was trying to... I don't know.
There's like a couple.
I was trying to do an actor.
All right, I go on. Nude pics. I know there's a lot of actresses.
Wow, that's...
Actress recently is the biggest story ever.
Oh, yeah, I know who you're talking about.
You don't remember her name?
Yeah.
Jennifer Lawrence.
Yeah, I was going to say that.
Jennifer Lawrence. Yeah,
But that's not like, that's not really. That's
yeah,
not,
she's not well known
that's
for
really
that.
That's not really fair.
Okay.
That's not fair.
Let's try, all right, how about not things that they do? Like what they wear, but maybe like even something that they've done, or like quote them, like a movie that they've done. And we have to guess what they've done.
A quote, shit.
All right. I'm gonna go with character. You have to guess this character, Obi-Wan Kenobi. You're my only hope.
I've not seen. Star
You've
Wars.
Not seen. Holy shit.
I thought I told you that.
Oh, we've had a discussion, I think.
We can't really use that.
But that's Princess Leia, and you've just dead to me. Cool. It's funny because Michael, who's listening to this, will probably come in the room now, even though he's not heard it yet. He'll just go, his sense of disturbance in the Force.
Right, yeah.
And kick your ass.
I don't get that reference anyway.
Fuck me. All right. Little Green Dude. Same show. You can at least guess that.
Yoda.
Yeah, good. He's got it. All right. At least you know those general.
Well, yeah, but see, now we're going really back to basics. Better before.
All right. So we like something that they're noticed for. All right.
Yeah, or something that they've said or something. Like I love that. Yeah.
Ooh. Delicious.
Macaroni.
Yeah, good. Commentator.
Yeah.
Should have said that, but I just thought it was too easy if I just gave it away.
Yeah.
Who else is
that? Had a cry when he broke his leg. Sorry, no, he didn't have a cry. He was very emotional when he broke his leg.
Is that Nick Riewoldt?
No.
Kaczynski.
That was his shoulder.
Oh, yeah, because that was when he was crying on the bench. Guy who got emotional when he did his knee. Recently?
No.
Nathan Brown?
30-odd years ago.
Oh, fucked if I remember.
Gary Lyon.
Oh, yeah, little bitch.
But that is Nick Riewoldt. That was, I'll probably pay Nick Riewoldt because that was very...
Whiny bitch, Nick Riewoldt. No, he's cool. Nick Riewoldt's awesome. Like, I shouldn't say that. I'm still affiliated with Sandringham. I love you, Nick.
It was a joke.
I love you.
This is a comedic podcast. It was a joke.
No, he's not a bitch. He's but I'm being honest. Like, I'm not even sucking up now. Like, he's a genuinely good bloke and player.
What about this is a group of people.
Yep.
They're South African. They play cricket, but they don't play for South Africa.
Kevin Peterson?
No. The English cricket team.
Oh, the whole team. I was going to go like just general. All right, cool. I want to go with one last one, and then I think we'll end the segment.
Yeah.
Which was called guessing whatever the fuck we say.
Yeah. The guessing game.
Guessing game. That was fun. All right, I'm just trying to think of a doozy.
This is awkward.
I know one. I'm just trying to get the quote right so I don't fuck it up.
Yeah, right. Well.
Okay. Done. Something. We got to go back in time, Doc.
Marty McFly.
Done. Yeah. Woo. We need those like buzzers.
Probably the best trilogy of all time.
Hey.
Probably the best trilogy of all time.
Hated the second.
Really?
It? Yeah, the one where like the mum's got a boob job.
You mean the one where he goes to have sex with his mum?
No, that one. It's funny. I was morally okay with that one.
it's like, is I don't have any problems with this morally. It's
no,
fine.
No, the second one where like she got breast implants, the mother, and like she was married to his like arch nemesis, like the older guy. He was a dick.
Yeah, Biff.
Biff, yeah.
Yeah.
He's a wank.
He's a biff of a dickhead.
Yeah. And like, she was married to him, and you're like, and then it, and I know that like, it's, I haven't seen it in a while, but like, all I can think of in my head is, dude, she's doing your mom. Like that's all I could ever think of through that whole movie was, fuck, poor bloke.
Yeah, he's probably thinking the same thing.
Yeah, but that's the point. Like, that's what made it. I think it was one of those ones where the whole episode, I'm like, it doesn't matter what happened. You can't undo this. Even though it doesn't matter, you can go back in time. You can't undo the thoughts.
Yeah, exactly.
You can't undo
it.
But no, it was good. 1 minute, 1 minute six. 1 hour six.
I think we've hit an all-time. Oh, no, it's not an all-time. Oh, I don't know. Is that an all-time record?
No, all-time record was like 1:15.
Yeah, that was episode one.
Shout out.
Episode one remembers. Never forget.
Rest in pieces.
But yeah, it's...
It's that time of the day. I think we've
yeah, it's
done
been
all
a
we can.
Very long day.
Very long day for
up
you.
Since six, so that's.
I've been up since 12, so.
All right. Yeah, you fucking lazy bastard.
Yeah, pretty much. But no, throat's going.
Have you noticed there's no reverb?
Yeah, this week's pretty good.
I had to bring that up because it's a
refurby.
It's the word we bring up, the reverb.
Reverb.
Reverb and all over the place. Like that.
That's the echo.
Yeah, reverb.
But I want to basically say a personal thank you for putting up with my shit today and last week. And I came in today when I was six. So I hope you can commend me on that. Yeah,
great. Just turn up next week and it'll be all good.
Yeah, sweet. We're good. All right. And next week we will not have our first game. It'll be the week after we have our first game. But we have a first training session. So we'll be talking about that one next week, I'm sure.
We'll do it live from the scene.
Live. We should do a live one. Live. We'll do a live commentary. Like, yeah. So one day that like you're like, oh, I'll just sit on the bench today. And like we'll rotate commentary. Like I'll go on the bench first half. Yeah. You go on the bench. Yeah. We'll commentate it. We'll do it. All right. All right. Done.
Amazing.
Episode 5. We're doing that.
This is episode 5. This is episode 6. Sorry.
Fuck. 5 episodes from now, we'll do it.
Okay.
Midway through a season.
Is that going to be the episode or a bonus?
It'll be a bonus.
Yeah,
it'll be
good.
Fun.
We're not going to do a cop-out.
We should do like just a best of, like so when we come in. No, like do it. Do the whole thing and then cut out, because there's going to be shit. There's going to be like a lot of delay of shit bits. And just cut out the good bits of it, add it into the show.
Oh, we could just stick it at the end or something as well.
Yeah, stick it at the end of the show. Cool. Yeah. All right, guys. Thank you so much for having us. And we will...
You can find us on... Hey, let's not just leave.
I was trying to plug us in, mate.
You can find us on Stitcher. The link will be there somewhere in the description.
Nah.
You can find us on iTunes. You can find us on Facebook. You can find us on Twitter, which, by the way, I need the password for. So I could get in there and do some shit. Not here, though. What else?
The password is 1, 2... Continue.
Password is... you can find us... I think...
Find us on Stitcher. Find us on iTunes.
You can find us.
Find us on any of the links.
You can probably find us in person as well, but...
Yeah, you find
us for another day.
Come to my house. I live at 18. No, we live it. We will leave it at that. And follow us on Twitter. Follow us, like us on Facebook. We got a really big following at the moment. Really, really loving your feedback. So if you've got any more feedback, please feel free to inbox us, comment on the page, and spread the word. Thank you so much for having us. My name's Adrian.
I'm Jamie.
And we are Jadrian. That was gay as fuck. Let's leave.